Hello, and welcome back again to the Unashamed Man podcast. This week, this is your host, Clint, and today I'm going to talk about trusting in God or self. So often, we are the ones who want to be in control of everything. We want it in our time and right now. But first, I want to come out of Proverbs 3. 5 through 7. Everybody always does 5 and 6, but I want to show you something in 7. In verse 5, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path." In 7, it says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." Asking God to guide us and not this, not that, not this way, not that way, but we're acknowledging Him in all things. Not some things or that thing, but truly asking God to direct us in all things. Surrendering to Him. You've heard me talk about murdering the flesh, being submitted, being surrendered to God. But that's what all of this is about. To live the unashamed life, we have to be submitted. We have to be surrendered to God. And in all things, we have to acknowledge Him and ask Him, "What do you want us to do? How do we do this? Or how to guide me in what you're wanting me to do in sharing the gospel? Is it this way, that way?" Now in verse 7, it says, fear the Lord and depart from evil. And in what they're talking about, and fear the Lord, it's not to be terrified of Him, not to be shaken from Him, but the word fear in this is respect. We must respect God, not to be afraid of Him, but to respect Him for who He is, what He is, and what He is guiding us to do. In Psalms 119, it says, "Blessed are those who keep His testimony and seek Him," being God, "with the whole heart." In Deuteronomy 4:29, it says, "But there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find Him if you seek Him with all your heart and all your soul." And also, you've always heard, seek Him with all your heart, soul, and mind. But we must also trust God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind. And we must acknowledge Him in all things. I'm not saying, "Oh, I'm going to go buy a Coke. Am I going to acknowledge God on that?" No. But in big life choices, decisions, questions you have, ministry questions, we must seek God. We must acknowledge God. Ask Him for His guidance. Ask Him for His direction. If we are trusting in God and seeking God as we should, then there He is there and will guide us and direct us in what, where, or how we should handle things or do things in our life. He will never direct us to do something that does not line up with His word. He will never contradict Himself in what He asks us to do for Him or how He asks us to do it. It will go right along with His word and His will. And again, finding that will we have to acknowledge him. We have to seek him. We have to seek him with a whole heart for that will. And that will is right in his word. The more we study, the more we see his will and his desires for our lives. How often do we ask God to guide our steps, but truly, we're not even willing to move our feet, even if he does direct our paths or guides us in what he wants us to do? It goes, that's that being submitted, being surrendered, and willing to move. We have to be willing to move if we're saying that we're willing to be used by God. So again, I just say, let's back up to 5 and 6. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding or in self, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes, because when you're trusting in self, it's going to be a downfall. Whenever we puff ourselves up or we get wise and think, oh, I can do this without God, then again, you're doing fleshly desires, self desires, and not what God has called you to do or is wanting you to do. Yes, I have been down that road in my life, where I got ahead of God or made decisions without God. Yes, even in ministry. And it never worked out. It always failed. But whenever I went back, sought God, acknowledged God, and asked him to direct me, boom, right back where it would have been in the start, had I started that way and not done it in self, or, oh yeah, this is what God's called me to do, or how God's called me to do this, and stepping out and doing it by myself. Did I pray about it? Yes, I did. But even though I prayed about it, I didn't wait for his answer or his true answer or his true guidance in that situation, and I was doing it in self and failed. So in ministry, in being unashamed, in sharing the gospel, just like at races or anything I go to today, I ask God, direct the people to me that you want me to speak to, that you have something for, and that you want me to speak with, and give me the words to speak to them besides just the prayers. And it changes everything about that day, because I've started out by seeking God and trusting God and asking him to guide my footsteps as I move. So in closing today, I just want to ask you this. Who are you truly seeking and putting your trust in today? Is it God or self? I challenge you to make it God. Because when we put our trust in self, it is an instant failure. May not be instant, but I promise you, the only thing you're going to get out of it is self-gratification and prideful arrogance. Whenever we do it for God and with God, with God's guidance, it is him that gets the glory. And then he will have others that will acknowledge us to give us glory, because we kept it about him and him alone. That's all I want to do in anything I do in my life now, is I hope everything I do and everything I say glorifies God. Does that happen on a daily basis? No, because the flesh will rise up and I have to take care of that. But by the end of the day, I strive to be closer to God, more Christ-like, in seeking God and what to do. So in closing, I want you to think about this for the next week, coming up to the next podcast. And ask yourself and do just a self-inventory of your actions, your words, your thoughts, everything. Who are you truly seeking and putting your trust in today and tomorrow? Is it yourself or is it God? And I challenge you to start putting your trust in God and seeking Him on a daily level, getting into the Word on a daily level, and trusting God, not self. Thank you for tuning in this week. Thank you for listening this week to the Unashamed Man Podcast. Please like, subscribe, and follow our podcast. You may find us on YouTube.com at The Unashamed Man.